Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking Cyber Monday, Cyber Tuesday, all the way to Christmas with Brian Wachter of the Retail Association. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamick, Rue Goodnow, and Robert Eithoven. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Brian Wachter. He is Director of Legislative Policy at the Retail Association in Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. We just got through Black Friday. What were the results of Black Friday so far in November?
You know, according to Shopper Tracker, we had about 307 million different visits to stores on Black Friday. And as you know, Black Friday deals started a couple days before Friday. They've gone all weekend. Cyber Mondays has now started on Friday. So I think overall it was a very busy shopping weekend.
Do you have any idea of what kind of percentage increase over last year we might have seen?
We don't. We actually are anticipating Black Friday sales were probably down just slightly before or compared to last year. And that has a lot to do with a lot of the deals started, on Thursday. You had a couple deals leading into Thanksgiving starting earlier in the week, as well as Cyber Monday deals that are started Thursday, Friday. So we've kind of actually taken Black Friday and spread it around a couple days. So all in all, Black Friday itself down a little bit, but we fully anticipate holiday shopping to be up about 6.8% compared to last year, which equates to about $1.6 billion on Christmas spending here in Nevada.
No, and that's great news to hear that kind of increase. Now, what about Cyber Monday? Are we going to see a bigger Cyber Monday than we did last year and previous years just because more and more people are doing this?
I think we are. About 66% of people shopped on their smartphone this week. If you did any holiday shopping, you did it on your mobile, you did it on your iPad, and I think you're going to find that what's true about Black Friday is also true about Cyber Monday, that it's being spread over a couple of days. It's not just today, and it's going to continue to take a bigger portion of your holiday spending total. So it's a growing trend, and it's something that we're going to have to address.
I'm starting to feel like an old guy because last night I was on my PC buying some stuff and was happily surprised to find that there were quite large discounts on the things that I was buying. But more and more, we're moving away from the PC, correct?
You know, I think you're finding that people are willing to get online and be mobile through whatever they're doing. You know, my wife had her iPad open as we were watching TV last night, looking at some of the deals. You know, so I think it's just it's a convenience issue. If your PC is open and available, you're going to be on it. And if you need to go mobile, then you're going to go mobile.
As you've talked to other people within the retail world, how do they feel about this notion that's being floated by the media that the fiscal cliff is going to affect Christmas spending this year? I don't get that feeling. How about your sources?
Well, you know, we're finding that any time that there's, you know, instability or something that is kind of looming, you find consumers tend to spend just a little bit less. You know, we haven't seen that with the fiscal cliff and holiday shopping yet this season, but it's always a concern. You know, are people going to feel that their taxes are going to be increased and that means they need to spend a little less on holiday shopping, or are they going to continue to do that and deal with that problem in January? You know, we haven't seen that yet, but anytime you have a kind of an uncertainty with spending, it tends to mean people shop a little bit less.
What about pent-up demand?
Well, you know, we've seen a lot of deals Black Friday-wise. We've seen a lot going into this weekend. We've also seen a lot going into Cyber Monday. So I think people are going to be able to get the products that they want to get. And we have a little bit of a fatigue as well. You know, recessionary, you want to spend. Christmas is one of those special times. The holiday season is one of those special times. And you kind of want to escape that political or that economic reality just for a little bit. So I think we're going to see a lot of that is going to help shape how shoppers are choosing to spend their money in the next 30 days before Christmas.
How were the results of Halloween? I mean, did we see an increase in spending there?
We did see a small increase in Halloween spending. We saw an increase in back-to-school shopping. You know, and all of that leads into why the Retail Association has said that we're going to have about a 6.8% increase in Nevada in holiday shopping from over last year. We've had months and months of sales tax increases. I think we're going on 42 months of constant increases in sales tax. So we're fairly confident that this is going to be a great holiday season.
What do you make of the whining from some employees that retailers were opening up earlier and earlier on Thanksgiving? To me, it sounds like, you know, you got a job, be happy, you can eat turkey anytime.
Well, you know, I think you're going to find that a small percentage of folks have concerns with their schedules, but I think you're going to find overall in most stores, you know, folks were happy. They were you know, getting some extra hours. They were getting some extra pay. I know, you know, my wife and I did Black Friday. We had Thanksgiving dinner and still had plenty of time to be in line waiting for the toy store to open. And we found all the employees and customers, we found everyone in good spirits and just there to kind of do your shopping and get out. So we had a great experience, and we didn't find that the employees were seemed upset. They seemed as happy as ever.
All right, let's take a break. More with Brian Wachtel when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Brian Wachter. He's the Director of Legislative Policy at the Retail Association of Nevada. One of the bright spots, it seems to me, is that especially in the Las Vegas Valley, we're seeing shopping centers that had died in the beginning of the recession now starting to open up, and or at least in terms of building. And I would give the example of the main shopping center at Red Rock, next to Red Rock Station, as being a good example of that, that there's optimism in the retail industry.
You know, I think there is optimism in the retail industry, and we are beginning to see some shopping centers come back. We're beginning to see developers, start master planning again. Recently, we saw a large shopping center in the Southwest go up for sale, with developers saying that they plan to go ahead and open those stores. So we're starting to see that come back. You know, unfortunately, there's still just as many empty shopping centers and some of the older parts of the neighborhoods, and some parts that, quite frankly, the housing market is really hard. So we are seeing some developing. We are seeing some new stores open. You know, it's a great time if you have the ability. Rent's low. The per square footage rent in Las Vegas has remained relatively low, and so it's a great time to be able to open up a new business or to start something. So, you know, there are positive things in retail to look forward to, whether it's 6.8% in Christmas or it's, you know, new stores.
One of the things that's also very exciting is all that's happening in downtown Las Vegas. I mean, it really seems to be opening up beyond just, you know, hotels and casinos, but with Tony Hsieh leading the way, 2,000 more employees coming into downtown Las Vegas with Zappos moving there, that there is this whole surge of activity with people wanting to get in line as far as retail goes.
Well, and you talked about an increased demand, and I think that's exactly what you're seeing in downtown. With that many employees coming in from Zappos, you're going to have plenty of new stores, you know, shops, delis, restaurants that are going to open to serve those employees, and in that turn, we'll bring more people downtown because more people have to be hired. It's a great thing for downtown. It's a great thing for Las Vegas, and, you know, we continue to look at that and wish them, you know, the best of luck, and it's an interesting experiment, and we can't wait to start seeing the results of it.
Well, one of the things that's been interesting to me over the last few years is this, quote, buy local movement. And you represent a lot of companies that are local companies, but you also represent a lot of companies that are headquartered out of state. How does the Retail Association feel about the buy local movement?
You know, I think anytime you can support a store that's in your neighborhood, whether it's a larger store or a smaller store, is an excellent thing. You know, we have a lot of our members, whether they're small or large, that give hundreds of million dollars back to Nevada through charities, through organizations, through taxes. You know, so anytime you buy a product because of sales tax, property taxes, or just donations back to the community, you're going to help your community. Just recently, we had a major grocery store make a large donation to a hospital. A lot of our members are partnering with Three Square Food Bank down in Las Vegas and the Northern Nevada Food Bank up in Northern Nevada. So it's a lot of giving back this holiday season, not just consumers purchasing at our members, but also our members giving back to the community. And we're very proud about that.
All right. Coming up in February, it's the legislative session. You'll be in full attendance, I am sure. What are the issues that are most going to affect the retail industry coming up in this next legislative session?
Well, we're going to find that the role of healthcare is going to be very important to retailers, especially our pharmacy members. You're going to find that the role of an employee, the definition of an employee, things that we saw last session come up. And also, I think you're going to have an overall kind of budget or tax conversation, all things that retail is concerned about. You know, I think there are 600 bill draft requests already in. I know we're following about 300 of them. I think it's going to be a very busy session, and as always, we're looking forward to it.
Elaborate a little further with you on that definition of employees, because that is a very interesting topic.
Well, you know, last session there was a large conversation on what's an independent contractor, what's an employee. You know, some of it got dealt with. We're starting to hear a little bit of rumbling that that conversation might take place again. And it's just going to be a matter of, you know, do businesses get to decide how they structure their employees? Or as an employee, do I get the decision on what kind of employee I want to be? Or is there going to be an overall definition that the state has that limits those options?
Yeah, because one of the things that's really important in this economic time is the ability of people to be able to show their own creativity. I mean, you're seeing a lot of businesses over the last few years have come out of homes rather than out of regular offices.
You know, we always, you know, support the idea that everyone within, you know, a rule should be able to expand, to prosper, you know, to make something, to begin a business. And so we look at supporting legislation that helps that, and we look at questioning legislation that, you know, kind of seeks to limit that ability.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Brian Wachter, always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. A very healthy, happy holiday shopping season for you and all your members. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe voting campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $20.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Attention women who have taken birth control. The popular birth control drugs Yaz, Yasmin, and Osella have been linked to serious and deadly side effects.
If you took one of the popular birth control drugs Yaz, Yasmin, or Osella and suffered a heart attack, stroke, pulmonary embolism, DVT, or blood clot, call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
I'm attorney Bob Goldwater. If your loved one has taken any of these drugs and were injured, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
The makers of Yaz, Yasmin, or Osella may be to blame for your heart attack, stroke, or pulmonary embolism, and you may be entitled to financial compensation. Call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
There are time deadlines to file a claim, so call us right now.
If you or a loved one took Yaz, Yasmin, or Osella birth control and were injured,
call 800-316-3265. That's 800-316-3265. 800-316-3265.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $20.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Dick Gamicus here, the Washoe County District Attorney, Rue Goodnow, attorney with Parsons, Bell & Latimer, and Robert Eithoven with Colasar & Latham Government Affairs, represents the Sands. Extraordinary news from the Sands yesterday. Their stock price may not be going through the roof. Sheldon Adelson may have not got what he wanted in the election, but he walked away with over $1 billion in cash from a dividend.
Right. You know, a lot of people talk about the...
Can I repeat that? A billion dollars.
Over, well, yeah, $1.25 billion. And, you know, there was a lot of news made about Sheldon Adelson and his political givings. I think it was over $100 million reported in the contributions he gave last cycle. But you look at a day like that, and really what he has been able to do with that company since he saved it from bankruptcy in 2008, when the stock went from about $150 down to $1.30, and he put...
that's $150.
And he went from about a net worth of about $30 billion down to $3 billion, and he put $1 billion of his own money back in to rescue the company. There were some management changes with Michael Levin coming in as the new president of the company, and obviously the investments in Macau and Singapore, and even Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. A lot of those investments that were very risky at the time have paid off, and shareholders are happy with it today.
And I'm going to just make the comment, I don't think the investments in Macau or Singapore were ever risky. I think that was Wall Street looking at that.
Right.
I just wanted to get that out there because Mr. Adelson has taken so much heat over the last few months for his involvement in politics. This is an extraordinary businessman. Let's change the topic. I got three Republicans sitting at the table here. We've had an election. We're looking at all kinds of negotiating in Congress. What do Republicans have to do now until the end of the year and then going into the next election cycle, which started the day after the previous election, to get themselves into a position where they can be the majority party in this country again?
Get organized, make nice. All the factions need to come together and start compromising and start get back to the basic Republican beliefs and
start emphasizing
personal responsibility, work. You help people out, but you help them out to get a job and to get a skill and to get a career and to go forward. The Republican Party was criticized real bad this election for not having empathy for people who are down and out and who have troubles, so we need to look at that. It needs to get back to the Republican Party working together and being human.
Three things. I was going to say launching into immigration is one of those things, because immigration obviously played a major role in this past election cycle and will continue to do so.
Yeah, although the current economic conditions maybe tell you that immigration isn't such an important thing at the moment. People are going back to their home country to work, and that's a problem. Speaks to a larger problem here. But I think
you would say that, because that's a huge degree of honesty right there.
And that's what the Republican Party is about, I think, is being honest about the three things that federal government should be doing. They should be worrying about keeping taxes low, keeping government out of your life, and most of all. We need to get back to the basics of our national defense. We've got a lot of talk about national defense, but look at what's happening with our foreign policy. I mean, the Obama administration concealed some things that are now coming out about what's happening in the Middle East. And I think that had those things been talked about more openly, we would have probably seen a different result in the election.
All right, but Senator McCain has backed off of that and is backpedaling. He's going to meet with Susan Rice, I believe, today as we're taping this program on the 27th. But it's almost like you're fighting the election, and the election is over, and the public has made their stand. Both sides are going to have to deal with fiscal responsibility, and that can't mean only one side of the equation. It can't mean lowering taxes and not having any on the revenue side. Do you not agree?
Absolutely. That's what I was talking about a minute ago. The Republican Party's got to get back to compromise.
All right.
But you look my way.
But it's economics and it's taxes. I don't think the fairness thing, the fair share argument, is something that we need to worry about. I think when people hear in a poll question that the top 5% of income earners pay over 40-50% of the entire tax burden, they view that as fairness. I think Republicans need to keep pushing back on the class warfare argument.
Can I ask you this? Do you care how much somebody else pays in taxes, or do you care how much you pay in taxes?
You care if you have a job and have the ability to pay taxes. I think that's where Republicans need to get to. I think it's first and foremost, above all else, economics. And the social conservative stuff, you can micro-target, so to speak, those kind of arguments to more of the evangelical voters and all that, but making that a broad issue in the Republican Party is killing us. And, you know, if it works in Missouri, go ahead and campaign on it there. But I think we need to get back to economics. I firmly believe that if Ronald Reagan came out as governor of California today to run for president, he'd get beat. He'd get crushed in a primary.
He'd be a Democrat.
So your question, Sam, I think focused on the article about Grover Norquist and the pledge in this morning's paper. And you know, that's the pledge not to raise taxes. And the article focuses on how that hamstrings some Republicans in Congress. And some people are saying, oh, no, look, even though I took the pledge, we have to do something about the fiscal cliff. And, you know, I guess from my point of view, I think Rob's right. We have to think about what is important from an a broader economic perspective. Obviously, there are some national goods. I mean, strong defense, you know, our roads, things like that, that are public goods that we have to fund. And if we have to raise taxes to do that, then we have to do it. But we all know that the real issue is entitlement programs, and what the government does about those entitlement programs is going to be the decisive factor in where this country goes.
Okay, Dick, I got about 15 seconds left.
Well, I'm just going to say one thing we need to absolutely do in this country is quit giving money away. We've got to be able to pay our bills, and we're not doing that. We're giving money away by trillions. What is a trillion? We're sitting here talking about $1 billion. That's old hat. That trillion, what is that? How do you get your arms around that? And we're in debt trillions of dollars, and we're still giving money away. We need to quit that. We need to get back to business model.
Okay, quick answer. Who are we giving money away to?
All the money, all the bailout stuff that was given away, that wasn't no interest or low-cost loans to people to pay back to the government. That was all given away. All the money we're giving away in welfare, all the money we're giving away on unemployment. And unemployment, people need help, but we should be using that money either to train skills or to do, I've been advocating ever since I started the CCC programs again of doing infrastructure within the country and paying people to do those jobs. No, we're just giving it to them,
right,
and we need to stop all that.
All right, more to come. We'll be right back after this timeout.
John Mapes is 42.
Yeah.
Mortgage, married, two great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it'll cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. John can get a $500,000 policy from a highly rated insurer for under $25 a month. His secret? SelectQuote. SelectQuote is impartial. They'll search the pick of insurers like these to give you a choice of your best prices. SelectQuote has great savings on term life for women, too. John's wife, Carrie, can get a $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. SelectQuote has helped make term life insurance affordable for hundreds of thousands of people since 1985. How about you? Just call this number or visit SelectQuote.com.
Inventors, do you have an idea for a new product or invention but don't know what to do next? Are you interested in trying to submit your idea to companies for a good faith review and in applying for a patent? If so, InventHelp has free information to help you get started. InventHelp is America's largest inventor service firm with sales offices in major cities nationwide. Call the toll-free number now to see how to get this information. The information includes a form for confidentiality and to record and date your idea, plus materials that explain how to try to submit your idea to companies through InventHelp's databank and how to apply for a patent. InventHelp even offers a virtual invention prototype service. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product, you'll want to call for InventHelp's information.
Call the number on your screen. Don't miss out. Call now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the Baconator will be here, Ray Bacon, from the Nevada Manufacturers Association. We'll see you on the next broadcast.